Tantor Audio presents Labor Day, True Birth Stories by Today's Best Women Writers. Edited by Eleanor Henderson and Anna Solomon. Narrated by Chris Dukart and Hilary Huber. Introduction. Expect the unexpected. Angelina and Giselle prepared their tubs. Christina Aguilera scheduled an elective C-section. Kate Middleton broke ground by asking her prince to stay in the delivery room instead of heading to the links. As choices of when, where, and how to give birth have become more numerous and more stark, American mothers are preparing for labor with one common thing in their diaper bags: birth plans. Such plans have become as ubiquitous as stretch mark creams and layettes, and as the first decision many make as parents, they're charged with meaning. What began as an expression of personal preference has quickly come to represent a declaration of our philosophies, our politics, and our identities, as mothers and as women. The story of birth in the 21st century is undeniably different from the one it was 30 years ago, when what to expect when you're expecting first empowered mothers-to-be with essential guidance through the 40 weeks of pregnancy. Since then, thousands of new books and documentaries and articles and blogs have sought to prepare women for the final push of pregnancy, their Labor Day. A vast and diverse industry has grown up around birth in the United States, from boutique labor and delivery suites that offer mani-pedis and vaginal rejuvenation therapies to alternative birthing centers that provide the chance to labor without drugs or medical intervention. A generation ago, many of our mothers went into the hospital with a comb and nightgown. We go in armed with our birthing ball and pump, our iPod.